Amy Coney Barrett, Second Amendment is an Individual Right. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 14, 2020. During Wednesday confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Senator Dick Durbin, D.E.L., read from Barrett's dissent in Cantor v. Barr, 2019, noting that she holds the Second Amendment confers an individual right. Breitbart News reported Durbin was questioning Barrett's position on voting rights when he alluded to Cantor. The Cantor case was brought by a nonviolent felon, Ricky Cantor, who fought felon dispossession statutes on grounds that he thought he ought not be prohibited from exercising his Second Amendment rights after paying fines and serving a year in prison for a mail fraud scheme. The United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit rejected Cantor's contention, but Barrett dissented. As Durbin noted, Barrett used her dissent to make clear that she holds Second Amendment rights to be individual, in nature. A careful reading of Barrett's dissent shows her rejection of the collectivist view of the Second Amendment, which holds that the right to keep and bear arms is a civic right tied to militia service for the common good. Rather, she sides with the majority in District of Columbia v. Heller, 2008, holding that Second Amendment rights are individual in nature and individually possessed. Heller, however, expressly rejects the argument that the Second Amendment protects a purely civic right. It squarely holds that the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms. Heller, 554 U.S. at 595. And it emphasizes that the Second Amendment is rooted in the individual's right to defend himself, not in his right to serve in a well-regulated militia. Barrett explicitly wrote, "The Second Amendment confers an individual right, intimately connected with the natural right of self-defense, and not limited to civic participation, i.e., militia service." Her emphasis on the right of self-defense not only harkens to Heller's decision but to McDonald v. Chicago, 2010, too. After all, Justice Samuel Alito, writing the majority opinion for McDonald, noted, "Individual self-defense is the central component of the Second Amendment right." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HerHawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.